Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers and Why Do Fools Fall in Love. You'll find that on a brand new compilation release. The album is called Greatest Ever Jukebox Legends. It's our featured album of the night. We'll have another track for you in round about 1 hour's time. Now, I've got some sad news about this show. The BBC, in its wisdom, have decided that after 20 years and amazingly good listening figures, that this show will sadly come to an end on the 15th of May. Although I never normally talk about how popular this show is, the audience share for this programme is the best on the station. It is also nearly three times that of Radio 2 and over four times that of any commercial radio station in our transmission area. So I have to say I was rather shocked when I was told about their decision. I know how much this programme means to you, and I can't tell you how many emails and letters I get every week telling me how much you love the music that we play and the interviews that we do on the show. And more to the point, that there's nowhere else across the BBC where you can hear this type of music played and the eclectic mix of requests that we get week in, week out. I have to be honest with you, I've not really had an adequate explanation why this programme is being axed, apart from the fact that they kind of want to go in a different direction. I can only assume that although I have lots of listeners, they are the wrong type of listeners, which I think is very sad and short-sighted. I mean, because we have listeners on this show from all ages, from 15 to 101, but I guess the majority are of the older age group. That's the over 75s. You now have to pay their licence fee, so surely it's not too much to ask for them to have one programme in the week that caters for them and their musical choices. After all, this is a request show. So if you, the listener, only wanted to hear the current top 40, that is what I would play. But obviously, that is not the case. And let's be honest, a request show is the only true indication of what listeners want to hear. I mean, there's so much great music from all eras, and it seems rather strange that radio stations only seem to want to play a limited range. Now, I know that many of you will be disappointed and incensed by this decision and will want to know who to complain to. Well, there's no point in emailing the managers of the various stations we broadcast on because, well, they made the decision. So I would suggest you probably write or email me, which is david.allen@bbc.co.uk, and I will pass them on to the relevant personnel. So my email address, if you want it, is david.allen@bbc.co.uk, or you can always write to me here. As I say, this was not my decision. I would be very sad to leave this show and the BBC after so many years. But most of all, I will miss you, the listener, who have been so kind and supportive to this show and myself over the years. And I've truly valued the friendship that we've shared. So we have four more shows, including this one. So let's make the most of our time together, shall we? And talking about sad news, I was also sad to hear that another great songwriter, Jim Steinman, who wrote, amongst others, Bat Out of Hell and Total Eclipse of the Heart, had died at the age of 73 of kidney failure.